Sports Time on the Basin Radio Network with Chris Brinnell.
The Bolts fall short in Casper. I'm Chris Brinto with your Basin Radio Sports Update. The Thunder Basin Bolt football team played at Natrona Friday for a shot at the semifinal round of the playoffs. It was a low-scoring affair, and Thunder Basin went up 14-7 with just under 5 minutes left to go in the game. On the very next drive, Natrona tied it with just seconds left. In overtime, Thunder Basin missed its field goal, and Natrona hit one from 20 yards out to move one step closer to the state championship game in Laramie. Thunder Basin finished its overall season with a 6-4 record. After starting 6-1, Thunder Basin is 0-3 since. Thunder Basin now has 4 winning seasons in its 5 years of existence. The Campbell County Camels season came to an end Friday night, losing to Cheyenne East 31-12.
Hayes gets a snap, play action pass, play fake. He fires over the middle on a slant route, and the pass is complete in the powder blue end zone, right on top of the white painted letters. And that is a T-Bird touchdown. Going in motion is Garrett Slabs, the number one receiver in the state. Hayes to throw. Pump fakes. Lobs one deep far corner of the end zone. Slabs leaps, and he makes the catch in the back corner of the end zone, dropping 2 tiptoes in the powder blue end zone for a Cheyenne East score. And Cheyenne East has a double-digit lead.
The T-Birds move on to play Rock Springs in their semifinal round game Friday on the road. There were some bright spots for Campbell County.
Three receivers far side, one receiver near side. Drew gets the snap. Rolls left, sets his feet. He lobs one. He's got a man deep for Pelton. And over the shoulder, bobbling catch is made on the far boundary in the powder blue end zone. Touchdown, Camels. Droob hits him from 35 yards out.
Freshman quarterback Mason Droob in his postseason debut went 16-33 for 289 yards, 2 scores, and 2 picks. Brady Tompkins had 6 catches for 105 yards. And senior captain Will Miller at 12 carries, 91 yards. Campbell County ended its season with a 4-6 record, surpassing its win total from the previous 4 years combined.